Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Atisukumara
Kara
Charanorakshtala
Vipula
Bahu
Vangsa
Gala
Vadanadi
Avayava
Vinyasa
Prakriti
Sundara
Svabhava
Hasa
Sumukho
Nava
Nalina
Dalayamana
Shishira
Tara
Arunayata
Nayana
Ruchira
Sadrisha
Subhaga
Kapola
Karna
Kanta
Naso
Vigudha
Smita
Vadana
Mahotsavena
Pura
Vanitana
Manasi
Kusuma
Sharasanam
Upadadhana
Parag
Avalambamana
Kutila
Jatila
Kapisha
Kesha
Bhuriparo
Avadhuta
Malina
Nija
Sharirena
Graha
Grihita
Iva
Adrishyata
Atisukumara Kara Charanorakstala Vipula Vahvangsa Galavadana Dyavayava Vinasa Prakriti Sundara Swabhava Hasa Sumuko Nava Nalina Dalayamana Shishira Tarayunayata Nayana Ruchira Sadrasha Subhaga Kapola Karna Kanta Naso Vigudhasmita Vadana Mahotsavena Puravanitanam Manasi Kusuma Sharasanam Upadadana Parag Avalambamana Kutila Jatila Kapisha Kesha Bhuri Bharo Vaduta Malina Nijashirena Grahagrihita Ivadrishyata
Atisukumara Karacharanaro Sthala Vipula Bhavangsa Gala Varanadi Avayava Vilyasa Prakriti Sundara Svabhavaha Sasumukho Navanalina Dalayamana Shishirat Tararunayata Nayana Ruchira Sadrisha Subhaga Kapola Karana Kantana So Vigudha Smita Varana Mahotsavena Puravanitanam Manasi Kusuma Sarasanam Upadadhana Parag Avalambamana Kutila Jatila Kapisha Kesha Bhuri Bharop Dhuta Malina Nicha Sharire Nagraha Grahita Ivadrishyata
Atisul Kumara Karacharanota Stala Vipula Bhavam Sagalabadanadi Avayava Vinyasya Prakriti Sundara Swabhavaha Sasumoko Navanalinda Dalayamana Shishiratara Nulyata Nayana Ruchira Sadrisha Subhaga Kapola Karna Kantana Suvigudha Smita Vadana Mahotsavena Poravit Vanitana Manasi Kusuma Sarasana Mupadadana Paragavalambamana Kutila Jatila Kapisha Kesha Budivaro Avaduta Malina Nija Sarirena Graha Grihita Viva Drishyata
Kumara
Atis Kumara
Very delicate.
Very delicate.
Kara,
hands.
Charana, feet. Urakstala, chest.
Vipula,
long.
Bahu,
arms.
Angsa,
shoulders.
Gala,
neck.
Vadana,
face.
Adi,
and so on.
Avayava,
limbs,
vinyasaha,
properly situated,
prakriti,
by nature,
sundara,
lovely,
swabhava,
natural,
asa,
with smiling,
sumukaha,
his beautiful mouth,
navanalina
dalayamana, appearing like the petals of a new lotus flower.
Shishira,
taking away all miseries.
Tara,
the irises.
Aruna,
reddish.
Ayata,
spread wide.
Nayana,
with eyes.
Ruchiraha,
lovely.
Sadrisha,
such.
Subhaga,
beauty.
Kapola,
forehead.
Karna,
ears.
Kancha,
neck.
Nasaha,
his nose.
Vigudha,
smita,
by deep smiling.
Vadana,
by his face.
Mahotsavina,
appearing like a festival.
Puravanitana,
of women within household life.
Manasi,
in the heart.
Kusuma Sharasanam,
Cupid,
Upadadanaha,
awakening,
Parak,
all around,
Avalambamana,
spread,
Kutila,
curly,
Jatila,
matted,
Kapisha,
brown,
Kesha,
of hair,
Bhuribharaha,
possessing a great abundance,
Avadhuta,
neglected,
Malina,
dirty,
Nijashirirena,
by his body,
Grahagrihitaha,
haunted by a ghost,
Eva,
as if,
Adrishyata,
he appeared.
Translation: Lord Rishabhadeva's hands, feet, and chest were very long. His shoulders, face, and limbs were all very delicate and symmetrically proportioned. His mouth was beautifully decorated with his natural smile, and he appeared all the more lovely with his reddish eyes spread wide like the petals of a newly grown lotus flower covered with dew in the early morning. The irises of his eyes were so pleasing that they removed all the troubles of everyone who saw him. His forehead, ears, neck, nose, and all his other features were very beautiful. His gentle smile always made his face beautiful, so much so that he even attracted the hearts of married women. It was as though they had been pierced by the arrows of Cupid. About his head was an abundance of curly, matted brown hair. His hair was disheveled because his body was dirty and not taken care of. He appeared as if he were haunted by a ghost.
God's body is not material. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Prakita Boliya Mane Vishnu Kalevar Aparad Nahi Har Ihar Upo. Anyone considering the body of Vishnu or Vishnu Tattva, Krishna, Rishabhdev, they are not material body. In further description will be there, even the stool and urine also transcendental. So we cannot conceive in our present state what is the difference between prakita and aprakita. The description in the Shastras, we have to accept. Just like practically, Krishna, when he was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was great-grandfather. His grandchildren also had sons. It is said that the whole family of Krishna consisted of about 1 crore of living entities. Yadu-vamsa, very big family. So grandchildren, their children, like that. But still, Krishna was looking just like a boy of 16 to 20 years. That is, aprak. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam adhyam purana purusam navajauvanancha. This is the description. He is the oldest person because Krishna says, aham madirhi devanam. Even Brahma, Lord Shiva, they also are born of him. Prapitamaha. Brahma is called Pitamaha, and Krishna is described Prapitamaha. So, he is the father of Brahmas. Still, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusam. The oldest, because Brahma is the first living being within this material world. First Brahma was created in the lotus flower from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So, Brahma is the first creature, living creature, but he also is born of Vishnu. Therefore Krishna said, aham madirhi devanam. Then Brahma, Lord Shiva was born, Rudra. In this way, Vishnu or Vishnu Tattva, that is the original. Sarvajoni sukamtya sambhavanti mu aham bijapadopika. Still, he is Navajovana. Navajovana means it begins from the 16th year. He looked like that, a boy of 16 to 20 years old. This is the only description of his transcendental body. Satchidananda Vigraha. This is the difference between material body and spiritual body. It doesn't matter. The Mahavadi, they cannot think of that material body can be so beautiful, neither they can think of that the Supreme to possess a body, but he possesses body, the description of the body is there, but it is not like our body. Therefore nirakar means his body, akar, but form, is not like ours. That is to be understood. He is Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means body. He has got body, but not a body like ours. That is misunderstanding. Advaita Yachati Anadi Ananta Rupam, and he expands his body into millions of other bodies. Just like when Krishna was present upon this earth, he married 16,000 wives, and he expanded himself also into 16,000 forms. And each and every form is differently engaged. Narada was astonished when he heard that Krishna had married 16,000 wives, and with each and every wife he is differently engaged. That he saw. These descriptions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Somewhere he is engaged, somewhere in another place, in the Narada saw that although he has expanded, but he is differently engaged. Another example is there when Lord Brahma stole away, moved all the cows, calves, cow and boys. He immediately expanded himself into so many cowherd boys, cows, calves. He is complete. All else. Purna sapurna madaya, purna me bhavajisya. That is God. That is Krishna. Not that like ours. He can expand himself anantarupa. Still, he is there. Body is not finished. We cannot conceive. Suppose my body is cut into pieces and thrown, then where is my body? This is material conception. But spiritually, if my body is cut into thousands of pieces, still I remain. So we cannot understand what is a spiritual body at the present moment. We have to hear from the right source Vedic knowledge. That is Vedic knowledge. Everything described about God, Krishna, at the present moment is inconceivable. We cannot imagine. Long, long ago, I was talking with one Arya Samaji friend. So, he did not believe that a lotus stem can grow on the level of Vishnu and there is Brahma born. Everyone says like that, mythology. But it's not mythology. Fact. I asked him that here we see one coconut tree about 60 feet above. There is coconut and there is water, there is pulp, and it is being carried from the ground. Where is the pipe? Where is the pump? How the water is there within the coconut. Can you explain? So, he could not explain. And I say that even in material things which is in front of you, you cannot explain. How you will explain the spiritual position, how the lotus grown from the level. Therefore it should be accepted as inconceivable. Achinta kharuje bhava natas tarkena juja. Don't try to argue. It is foolishness. It is inconceivable. So many things these rascals, they do not believe atheists. So when things are described about God, which is not conceivable by art, they say it is mythology, it is imagination. But that's not the fact. The fact is that Krishna or Krishna's incarnation, they have got a spiritual expansion. Sambhavami Atmamaya. Atma, Krishna said, I appear in my spiritual potency. Our body is not Atmamaya. It is given by Maya. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesi Arjuna Tishtati. Brahmayana Sarvabhutani Jantrarurani Mayaya. This is the fact. We have got this jantra, machine. This body is a machine. That's a fact. But this machine, we are accepting as self. I am this machine. This whole world is accepting, I am this body. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am American, I am Indian, I am black, I am white. No. That Krishna said in the beginning that you are not this body. Dehina swinjatha dehi kavumara yopana. This change of body is different. That is on the body. At different times we are accepting different bodies. So we are not this body. But that is not possible for Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's body is the same. These foolish persons, they do not know. Therefore, abhajananti magamura manusim tanumasitam. These muras, these rascals, they think that Krishna has got a different body. No, Krishna has got different body. We are given this body by Maya. Maya. Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rurani Maya. We are sometimes getting a human form of body, sometimes a tree's body, sometimes a demigod's body, sometimes insect's body. Karmana daivanetrena jantat deho upapatti. By karma, we are forced to accept a certain type of body. You cannot say, no, I don't want. That is not possible. You have behaved like a dog. You got this human form of life for chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Instead of doing that, you have cheated, you have misused your opportunity like a dog and hog. You must accept. This is nature. Jangjangabhapi smaranlam bhavam tajatante kalevaram. We, by practice, we may be appearance like a human body. But my mentality is just like a dog. I don't discriminate. Jaunavicha. I don't discriminate about eating. I eat everything, even up to stool, like that is going on. So this is misuse of the human form of body. And as soon as we misuse, we are given by nature's law an opportunity. Jantra Rurani Maya, suffering, 8,400,000 forms of body. And we get Vasiting Chaturanu Chaiva Jivajatisu. That is stated in the Shastra This is an opportunity to understand Krishna. This is human form of body. And if we don't accept Krishna or don't try to understand Krishna, we must try. This is our business. Then we are misusing. That Maya is there. Maya is there means the laws are so automatic, Maya's law, that as soon as you do something, immediately the next stage is ready. The Maya hasn't got to do anything. It's like if you infect some disease, the next stage, then you must suffer from that disease. That is automatic. Not that Maya has to come and he has to convince you that you have infected smallpox, now you have suffered from this smallpox. No. Automatically it takes. Prakitakyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Everything is going on systematically. You cannot change. That is called destiny. Destiny. It means that so long we are under the laws of nature, that is to happen. You cannot change. That is not possible. Only such law can be changed by the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore Krishna says, aham tva sarva papibha mokasyami. You cannot. That is not possible. Nobody can do it. If you have done something wrong, sinful, you must suffer. There is no escape. But he can do that. Just like if you are condemned by the law court to be hanged, nobody can change. Even the judge who has given you the punishment, even if you appeal to him, say, excuse me, no, he cannot excuse by law. But if you file petition to the president or the king, that is called king's mercy, he can change. Similarly, whatever we are doing, we must enjoy or suffer. There is no question of enjoyment. When there is birth, death, old age and disease, where is enjoyment? There is no enjoyment. Dukkhalayam asasaram. This is a world of suffering. Krishna says, dukkhalayam asasaram. You cannot, there is no question of enjoyment. But because we are in Maya, suffering we are accepting as enjoyment. Suffering is accepted as enjoyment. This is called Maya. So, forgetfulness. That is forgetfulness. We are suffering. Therefore, Rishabhdev said, we have already studied that. Nasadu manne jato atmano yang asarnapi klesa dayasadiha. The mode of life which we are leading, it is not good. It is foolishness that we simply wasting our life like the animals, ahara nidra, and for maithun and sense gratification, we are doing everything like a madman. Nunang pramatta kurute bikarma jadindriya pritaye aprino. Only for sense gratification, you are acting like madman. Of course, Rishabhdev said, we have already. Nasadu manne jato atmano yam. This is not good behavior. The same thing repeated by Narottam Das Thakur. Hari hari bi phale janama gavain. Manusya janama paiya Radha Krishna nabhajiya. Janiya suniya viso khai. My Lord, I have wasted my human form of life for nothing, for no purpose. Why? Now I got it to understand Krishna, but I did not do that. Manusya janama paiya Radha Krishna nama janiya sunya. This kind of activities have been described as drinking poison knowingly. So we should not do that. We must take to Krishna consciousness and become fully Krishna conscious. Then our life is successful. So by trying to understand these shastras, the spelling, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amaram Puranam, we get ideas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, we can understand Krishna through this process of devotional service. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, Vyasdev has given us this book, Anartha Upasamam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Madhukhaji Lokasya Janata Vidyan Chakri Sakrata Sangha. If you read the Sakrata Sangha very carefully, then anartha, this unnecessary changing of body will be stopped. Thank you very much.